More than a year ago, I was sitting with my mom, sketching an Easter Island stone statue, thousands of kilometers away from the Chilean island, right by the entrance of the Welcome Gallery at the British Museum. Hey, it's Nono, and this is the Getting Simple Podcast. Back then, I didn't know that that drawing would be both the opener of the first of a series of A4 size Moleskine sketchbooks and the first illustration to make it into my sketches newsletter in July 2nd, 2019. 1 year later, I found myself with 53 published sketches and stories. I won't lie, it wasn't easy. Some posts were fast to write. Others required an intensive back-and-forth effort of writing and reviewing and writing and reviewing. Many times, I've talked about my daily routine and habits and about the process I followed to make this newsletter happen. I've wondered if I was repeating myself too much, but ever since I read John Maeda's advice, I don't worry too much about it. Repetition, repetition, repetition. It works, it works, it works. In these pieces, I try to share things I learned that might inspire you as much as they inspired me, and tell stories with a personal tone without turning my newsletter into a personal diary. The newsletter is not a how-to guide. It's an art experiment and a literary exercise. Many of my journaling notes are for me to keep. Yet I'll continue revisiting my notes and using the dozens of unpublished drafts as a source of inspiration for future stories. I'd like to thank you for pushing me to keep going in one way or another. On top of writing a story and drawing, scanning, and editing a sketch every Tuesday, I was hesitant to translate every single story into Spanish. If you don't translate your stories to Spanish, I probably won't read them, a friend said to me. As a native Spanish speaker who's been reading in English for the past 10 years, I've used the translation of these posts as a way to practice my own Spanish writing skills. Some stories even made it into the Getting Simple podcast. I produce an augmented audio version of Stories Are the Answer, including clips from Patrick Winston's lectures. Both my partner and my mom have supported me heavily, providing feedback on most posts and helping with things that didn't sound quite right in Spanish. Friends reviewed drafts, brainstormed, shared ideas on the publication format and the web layout, and spotted typos or simply corrected my English. Many of you replied to my emails with insightful points of view, and I'm really thankful to all of you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. We'll see you next time. Happy newsletterversary. This episode is part of the Sketches series, short stories published on my sketch.nono.map blog, along with live sketches. You can look for the episodes that say sketches at the beginning of their name to find short stories similar to this one.